Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked,
triumph? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
his. I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall stand.
On the instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will
you,
triumph
Lord,
in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRS, TV, DVXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authority. Word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of Red State Talk Radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, and see the face that's made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and there you'll see two videos at the top of the screen. The one on the left is where we are right now. Okay, so if you want to watch live, click on that. And blow it up on whatever device you got. In the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a Rumble icon. Click on that, and you can join us in the chat. Also, we are streaming live to Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page there, as well as dlive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. And then the video on the right is the show from this morning. We had Ron Gibson on. And I'll tell you, a show like this morning is things that people don't talk about, but more and more people are learning about it. It is about 12 presumptions about you, okay? Those of you who are listening, it's 12 presumptions about you that any court has when you walk in, and the majority of Americans don't even know it. And it basically finds you guilty and you have to prove your innocence. It finds you as a ward or a child of the state, even to the point of calling you a lunatic. You are assumed a lunatic unless you challenge that. So, boy, if you want something that will open your eyes to what's going on, I know it to be true. Check that out. That's this morning's show. And we just actually posted that at sonsoflibertymedia.com, so you can check that out there. Also, while you're there, be sure to sign up for the email that goes out daily from Sons of Liberty Media. That's right under where we streamed this morning show. And then if you would like to help us in keeping us out there doing the things that we do on the internet and on the radio and out in the States, there's a donate button at the top of the page. You can click on that and make a one-time donation, or you can partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty. That link is available there. And our store that we're highlighting this week, the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. So if you haven't seen that, this is where Bradley was called in to give the prayer back in 2011 at the Minnesota State Capitol. And you want to see what ensued. You want to see how the Mockingbird Media plays. Well, there it is. It's normally a donation of $20 this week only through Saturday at midnight. That's tomorrow at midnight. You can get 30% off with the promo code PRAYER. So be sure if you wanted to pick this up, that that's where you head off to. Now, I've got a couple of videos here, and it's interesting. I'm going to take and mute this because I do think the guy uses a little bit of language here, but I think this video comes from Australia. Okay, if it isn't Australia, it's somebody that's got an accent that's somewhat similar to Australia. This guy, and I think it's his wife, his girlfriend, somebody is riding with him through a graveyard. And how many of you guys, you know, you used to ride past a graveyard? I mean, our church has one right around the corner from us. And, you know, you would see one, maybe two at a time that were new graves, right? Well, check this out, because they went through here. And you can see, those of you who are listening by radio, you won't be able to see it now, but I'll have it in the archive later on. And you'll see, he's counting all these. I think he got up close to 100 new graves. I mean, this is a really odd thing. And the question is, well, is the Depop shot working? Is that what all this is? I mean, I can't tell you that's what all these people died from, okay? But every time I see a death now, it is on my mind to say, wait a minute, did this person have a shot? And nine times out of ten, they're telling you, we don't even know what killed these people. We have no reason for why they died. But it's a lot of graves. It's a lot of new graves. I'll have that for you at sonsoflibertymedia.com in the archive. And then if I can get to it before we get to the... before we get to the break here, which I think I can do. This is out of Gostomel. More playing it up for the people, all right? And you'll see what I'm talking about right here. Check this out. For the people on the radio, they're yelling action, it sounds like. Then you've got the cameraman come in. Then the people run through and they've got a fire going. And it's just to get some footage to promote the war. Just to get it to promote the war. It's a contrived war. It's not even real. Well, it's real, but it's not what you're seeing there, and you can see that in the video. And there's lots more. We're going to have some bonus videos in the archive of this show, too, later on today. But we're going to be talking about, I want to ask the question. I'm not saying it's true. I just want to ask the question. Is Mar-a-Lago, the raid there, is that a PSYOP? Just curious. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome out of the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. Love to hear from you. Bradley is flying, I think, at the moment to get something in Georgia or something and make his way back. He's going to have a long trip, so be in prayer for him. That's why I'm filling in this afternoon. So if you were looking for the voice of Bradley Dean, it is not here today. You're stuck with the redneck out in South Carolina. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I'm thinking through all this stuff. And if you recall back in 2015, 2016, when Donald Trump was running for office, one of the things he did was he would speak the language of the people. He knew what they were. He knew what the people believed, what they were holding to, and he latched on to that. And this media, this mockingbird media that had groomed him for decades, literally, movies, television series, talk shows, all this kind of stuff, had brought Donald Trump out into the light. And it's interesting to me, all of a sudden they do this flip on him when he runs for president. Now, the man has lived a life that is not, shall we say, of high moral character. Okay? And when confronted, Donald Trump did not express, he said, I've been in this church all this time, Norman Vincent Peale, the father promoter of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I've been in this church. Of course, that church now has sodomites and lesbians teaching in their church. Not surprised there either. I've been in this church, and yet when he's asked about a need for repentance, asking God for forgiveness, he rejects the gospel presentation of what the Bible says. Said, I've never known a time I've asked for forgiveness. I just try to do better. I've never known a time of repentance or repenting. When asked his favorite Bible verse, he couldn't give it. Then the second time they asked him, he was ready, and he gave something that wasn't even in the Bible. So the people said, oh, we like him because of what he says. He's talking our language. And they voted him in unanimously. They put him in there. The same people, though, that did that are the ones that say presidents aren't elected, they're selected, right? And then you had the whole QAnon stuff coming out telling you that the military rigged the vote for him. Now, I don't think they probably had to rig it. There were so many people who wanted to vote for him. And it was psychologically in their minds. Somehow they sort of knew Donald Trump, you know, and all these kinds of things. So I found it ironic. I came across, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I am going to let you know that it is available at, it will be available in the archive. But this is from, it's interesting, 1958. And there's a character in here, it was called Track Down the End of the World, 1958. There is I don't know any other way to say it, but a snake salesman, a magician, okay, named Trump, comes into a town, says, the town's going to be destroyed by midnight, you know, if you guys don't buy my umbrellas and stuff, okay? And the guy comes out, and he presents himself this way, sells a whole bunch of umbrellas, gets the town to a tizzy, they're waiting there at midnight, got their umbrellas out, and nothing happens. But he got away with their money, and he got a free horse as a result of it. So I'll have that up. I find it very interesting because there's a lot in the Q movement who pointed back to some books that were written 100 years ago with Barron and Trump and time travel. And they have elevated Donald Trump to the place where he's some kind of god. Literally, that's what they're saying. He can time travel. He can do all this stuff. Some people actually believe that. And so when this comes about, Donald still has a lot of support. And yes, guys, I make a distinction between supporters and worshipers. There are some serious idolaters in the Donald Trump support group. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about it at all. But this raid on Mar-a-Lago. I did a short video this morning, and you can check that out at sunslibertymedia.com, where I had... The article is entitled, "The Raid on Mar-a-Lago is Not What You Think. It's a con. It's a soap opera, a marketing strategy to get you behind the father of the vaccine." And you say, what are you talking about, Tim? Well, stop and think about something for just a second. They're telling you now, oh, classified documents, we have them, this, that, and the other. What happened with Hillary Clinton? I mean, I want to ask Donnie, what happened with Hillary Clinton? This lady had classified documents being printed out of her house that her housemaid was handling. And you guys didn't do anything about it? Oh, well, Tim, you know, he doesn't have that authority. Wait a minute. The Constitution says there is an executive branch, and the big daddy-o, the head of that, the buck stops here guy, is the president. And if he believes that something's going on, what is his job? Oh, that's right. His job is to do what? Make sure that the laws are faithfully executed. Isn't that right? Isn't that what it tells us? Yep. Article 2, Section 3. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission, and it goes on from there. And if he doesn't do those things, and if he's engaged in bad behavior, what's to happen to him? We're supposed to impeach him. We're supposed to remove him from office. And those two things are, they're two different things, okay? You impeach, and then you remove him from office, and then you prosecute him. Okay? But Hillary Clinton had all this stuff going on. We know that other documents were out there. We know that other classified stuff was there. Donald Trump told everybody, boy, if I get president, I'm going to make sure that, you know, you'll be in jail, Hillary. Remember him telling you that on the campaign in one of the debates? Well, what's called the debate? Remember him telling you that? Then he gets elected and he says, we are a debt of gratitude. Brings her and Bill into the inauguration. Openly praises them. Then gets on, 60 Minutes or whatever, and says, I don't want to hurt them. They're my friends. Yeah, they're his friends. So I want you to think real clear about what's going on here. Is this really an attack on Donald Trump, or is this a psyop on the American people? specifically targeting those who support Donald Trump. There are some things that stand out to me in all of this. One is you have, I've got a video, and just I'll kind of mute it, and you'll be able to, those of you who are watching on the video platforms, you'll be able to see it. But this is from Mar-a-Lago the other night, and there were people who showed up. I got the sound turned down, but here was some people out there to support Donald Trump. And the cops are out here telling them, this is private property, you're going to have to move. But they allowed CNN to remain there and to film. Now, I don't know how that works, okay? But I want you to think back just a little bit. Just think about some people during Donald Trump's presidency. Stop and think about it just a little bit. You guys remember Roger Stone? Same place, down there in Florida, right? His house was raided early in the morning, right? And what happened there? Roger Stone was arrested. What about Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen? What happened with him? His place was raided. He was arrested. Can anybody? Maybe there are some circumstances or some situations where this didn't happen before. But my question is this. Is there anybody you can think of that had a major FBI raid like this, okay, and somebody wasn't arrested? And, of course, Donald was not here. He was not at Mar-a-Lago at the time. That's interesting, isn't it? But here they are. They run the people off, but they allow the film crews to stay, the CNNs and such, to stay on the property, even though they say, oh, this is private property. This is not a big deal, but you guys got to go. You can't be out here. Can't have this stuff going on. It's really interesting to me. And now we're being told, you heard in the Mockingbird News during the breaks here, you've heard that, oh, well, they found all these documents and blah, 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 blah. And then we have this report out where there was a guy by the name of Michael Beschloss, I guess that's his name. He mentions the Rosenbergs. Those of you who like history, the Rosenbergs were convicted of giving U.S. nuclear secrets to Moscow and were executed June 1953. To which a former CIA head, General Michael Hayden, says, sounds about right. And he's indicating that it would be a good thing if Donald Trump was executed before they even bring out anything. If this isn't targeting your emotions to stir you up and provoke you, I don't know what is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Let me know your thoughts. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to note.
Epidemiology Professor Dennis Nash. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News. FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. This is all according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Perry is calling out the Attorney General.
Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax, has a problem with Attorney General Merrick Garland, as the reality of Mr. Garland's actions paint a different story.
That's not the impression anybody in America gets. They've watched this saga continue with Hunter Biden, and of course it goes right to President Biden. They've watched James Comey, Hillary Clinton. They've watched every single Democrat they know of, every single person on the left, get a pass for every single thing under the sun.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, my. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Look, I would love to hear from you. If you disagree, I can take the disagreement. It's okay. Let's have a conversation. Call in 1-866-582-9933. Or if you agree and you got something you want to add, that's great. David, I hope we're not going down that road of the talk tomorrow. But, Saturday shows with Kate begin at 8 a.m. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com if you want to check those out. And usually we're doing health and wellness there. And it is unlike what you're going to hear from the sorcerers at Big Pharma. Take a shot, take a pill, any of this kind of stuff. Now, it's talking about getting back to the foods that God has given us. And that's our fuel. That's our health. That's our medicine. All of that. What the Lord has provided for us. And I don't know why we can't figure that out. I don't know why we can't figure that out. And why we're all the time questioning why we're sick. It's because of the stuff we're eating. And we got to pay a little more attention to that. I watched a video. I'll just tell you this right quick. They did a view in Amazon. A French team went in. And they showed the tribal leaders things that were going on in the Western world, all the technology and, you know, all this stuff. And it would shame the people of the West how they cared for their elderly, how they took care of themselves. They said, we have everything we need here in the forest for medicine, for food, all that kind of stuff. It would really shame us. In fact, I was ashamed watching some of it. But let's get back to the topic here. So you say, how is all this playing out for a PSYOP, Tim? I mean, Donald Trump has stood against the deep state, has he? He said he was going to drain the swamp. Isn't that what he said? And yet virtually everybody that he put in office was either a part of the swamp, part of the establishment, or they were part of fascist corporatism that got put into office. Whether it was Mr. WWE's wife, or whether it was the guy from Exxon, or whether you go over here, the guy who was leading the GOP that had Rents Priebus, or pick your guys that got thrown in there. Bill Barr, of all people. Come on, man. Really? Jeff Sessions, really? You couldn't get somebody who has demonstrated that they'll do the stuff. See, and then the agendas kept going forward. And I bring all this up because it's very important to understand. If you don't understand what he was pushing, then you're just going to take whatever he says at face value. And I got to tell you, Bradley has put together a video, and you can find it in the article I mentioned, the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It will be the second one down here. Okay, and it's great because what he does is he shows, here's what Donald Trump said, here's what he did, from the wall to abortion to funding the Muslim agenda to the Second Amendment to all this kind of stuff. And people, you can argue with it all you want to, and you can say, oh, you're biased, oh, you're just a Trump hater, oh, but the videos and the documents speak for themselves. Okay, they really do. And I highly encourage, this is probably one of the best videos on the subject that I've seen. Okay, and I don't usually talk about stuff like that, about the best video. That's really a good one. But what I want to do is I want to draw you over here and just give you just a little bit of background. We did a morning show with this. I'm not going to play the whole thing. We're just going to play a portion of it. Now, this is from Adam Green at No More News, and it's an old video. But it kind of takes you back in the 90s. For those of you who still think Donald Trump can't be bought and blah, 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 and you build him up like he's some kind of god or something like this, I want you to listen to what happened in the 90s. And he was not a very good CEO. Take a listen.
Business empire was crumbling.
The headline was quite accurate. Welcome to the 90s, Donald. Because it was like he got whacked right in the face. It was amazing.
His empire could be at risk of collapse if the New Jersey Casino Commission decides not to approve Trump's bailout plan.
By the fall of 1991, all three casinos had filed for bankruptcy.
You know, I had a wife who was suing me for $2 billion. I had the banks. I had this. I had that.
Back in the 1990s, you owed something like $900 million. Your empire was pretty much...
Much more than that.
You owed more than that?
$975 was personally guaranteed. That was just the small part. That was the harder debt. But I owed many, many billions of dollars.
The leverage shifted dramatically over to the banks because it was no longer an issue of a bank and a piece of real estate. It was a bank and Donald Trump's actual survival.
Trump owed money all over town to 72 banks in all. Pomerantz represented them as a group.
How close was he to going personally bankrupt?
Very.
Trump makes a point of saying he never went
personally
bankrupt.
Listen to what this guy says about it.
But there's a reason why the banks decided to keep Trump whole.
We made the decision that he would be worth more alive to us than dead. Dead meaning in bankruptcy. We don't want him to be in bankruptcy. We want him out in the world selling these assets for us.
So you wanted him alive because he was a salesman and could best sell his own properties.
That's correct. We kept him alive.
Okay, all right. So we're not going to do the Coolio music, okay, and go through that whole thing. But this video is available at sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the article that I told you, and it goes through and it talks about how he was helped out by the banksters. And the guy goes on to say, there's another guy in there, he says, he is not, we never saw him as a CEO, we saw him as a marketer. He was the P.T. Barnum. But he was sold to you as Mr., you know, apprentice guy, you're fired, right? As the CEO kind of concept. That's how he sold to you. But they saw him as more, he's a marketer. That's what he is. And that's what he did. He marketed the MAGA stuff, which he took from Ronald Reagan. He spoke out the things that you wanted to hear, but then behind the scenes, what is he doing? He's doing all this other stuff. Now, there's another thing. I had an interview, I think this was just after, I want to say it was just after the alleged death of Jeffrey Epstein, okay? And this is Dylan Howard. He wrote the book on that, Jeffrey Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And I had him on the show, and I was asking him about Donald Trump as far as what was going on with him and Epstein, because we knew some of the stuff with Epstein and Bill Clinton. Take a listen to what Dylan had to say.
I think both Presidents Clinton and Trump have sought to minimize their involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. Let's first start with President Donald Trump. He has said that he knew Epstein dating back to the late 80s and 90s. He said that he, as a member of Mar-a-Lago, he kicked him out of the organization once he believed he was complicit in wrongdoing. What people don't know about President Donald Trump is the closeness that he had with Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine's father, Ghislaine, Jeffrey Epstein, and the notorious Saudi arms dealer, Adnan Khashoggi. So just like Robert Maxwell had a boat, super yacht, named Lady Ghislaine after his daughter, Donald Trump purchased Adnan Khashoggi's boat and renamed it Lady Ivanka. And this all occurred in the late 1980s. So the extent of the relationship between Donald Trump and the Epstein criminal enterprise goes back decades. With regards to President Clinton, I have no reason to believe that he is guilty of anything other than picking bad company.
Okay. All right. So, I kind of disagree with that. No, I don't kind of disagree with it. I know it. Clinton has shown his character. But here's the thing. Dylan's pointing back to the 1980s that he knew Epstein. Now, we know everybody wants to make a big deal about the people in Epstein's black book. You say, why are you bringing this up? I'm showing you the company he keeps, because that was in the 80s. He did not do his kicking out of Epstein until 2011, when he knew he was going to run in a few years for president. That's 3 decades, guys. 3 decades that he has been around a man who was convicted of being with minors, using young women who were underage for sexual gratification. And I believe working with Ghislaine, because her father was an Israeli spy, I believe they were using, those two were involved in using honeypots, because that was a story too, and that got smashed real quick, in order to draw in certain political people to compromise them and to blackmail them. And what did we find in, see, no, and the Trump people don't want to talk about it, but what do we find in the Epstein black book? There's Donald Trump. Man, we know where he is at the Mar-a-Lago Club. We know Howard Wilson Houseman. We've got Trump Security. We've got a direct emergency contact. We've got Melania's phone numbers. We've got all of that was in the little black book of Jeffrey Epstein. And yet, don't hear any Trump people talking about that. They'll talk about Bill Clinton, and rightfully so, but they won't talk about him. Then you've got the banksters bailing them out. And so this is the kind of people he's with. If you go on and watch the No More News video, what you'll find out is that he was good friends with his mentor, who was a mob boss up in New York. The report was, this is one of the most evil men you could be a part of. Donald Trump was his buddy. But he has snookered his supporters to thinking he's a Christian. The guy who went and bowed at the statue there of the fish god, the Antichrist himself, Pope John Paul II, with his wife. Yep, the same guy that rejected the gospel. And so I think all of this is a psyop being set up to provoke his supporters to violence. That's what I think is going on. And when we come back, I'm going to point you to something, because Donald Trump didn't do the job. I'm going to show you another guy in Scripture who didn't do the job, and God wasn't happy with him. Over at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And just want to play this quick thing because this is what Donald Trump put out after the raid on his place, the alleged raid there. Okay, this is what he put out to the people. Pay attention to what he says because we're going to address this. And somewhere I've lost the sound. And he will begin talking here momentarily.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy costs in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world.
And notice the psychological storm that's going on back there.
Ukraine killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We're a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down as long as we are confident and united. The tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
All right, so you get the idea. We kneel to God and God alone. Which God? Because the last time I looked in your penthouse, it's the God Apollo. And it seems like in Donald Trump's world that he's his own God. So let me read a passage of scripture here and give you a sort of a scenario here. Because what was Donald Trump's job when he took the oath to go to the White House? Because all of this is nothing more than, one, to gear him up for marketing for a run in 2024. And I think there's a provocation of the people. There's a real provocation of the people to spur them on to violence, to be offensive in their violence, on the offense, not the defense, but on the offense. Well, I read it to you earlier, Article 2, Section 3. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That was his job. That was his main job, not the economy. That's not even mentioned in there. He has nothing to do with the economy. His job is to make sure the laws are executed. That's why he's the executive of the executive branch. There to fulfill that. Let me ask you, did he deal with the criminals? Did he deal with the corrupt politicians? No. So let me take you to a biblical parallel. King Saul, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. So why is he going to give this very solemn command to them to destroy the Amalekites? Because the Amalekites were wanting to destroy them. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together, and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen, and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek, and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites, and Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive. He didn't destroy him. He took him alive. This was the enemy of the people of God. He was an enemy of God and utterly destroyed all the people at the edge of the sword. But that wasn't all he took. And Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. For he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. Samuel, we don't bow to anybody but God. I have performed the commandment of the Lord." He's a smooth talker, Betty Crocker, just like Trump is. And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this, the bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?" Now you can imagine Saul's heart jumped a little bit. And Saul said, "Well, they have brought them from the Amalekites. They have brought them." He pulls a Adam and Eve thing. Adam points it at God. Eve points at the serpent. All this finger pointing. "They brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God." I mean, they did it for God. They disobeyed God to do something for God. That's what is going on. "And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone away which the Lord has sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people," it was the people, I just couldn't stop them, "took up the spoil," blah, 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 blah. And what he's told is the kingdom is going to be taken from him. Now listen carefully. The same thing's happening here with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is telling you he's the greatest president, most worshipful, never before in history has anybody done anything like he's done, right? And in just a short time, and I'll remind you, you people, he's the one who signed the largest spending bill in U.S. history. Over $6 trillion. He signed the budget that went for most of last year during the first year of the Biden administration. That was Donald Trump and the Congress with him. All that carried over into September, October of last year before Biden did some spending on his own that was unconstitutional too. And yet, he wants to be back in the people's White House. He wants to tell you, oh, everything's bad without me there. You guys got to have me back in there. And what's the reality? The reality is, he did not do his job. And I think he's doing the same thing he did in 2016. Use the media to prop him up, that they're attacking him, that the government's against him, and they want you to get behind him and even provoke you. Guys, catch us in the morning, 8 a.m. Kate Shimarani. We'll talk to you then. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Adios.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.